Pirates Code Podcast, coming to ye live from Dead Man's Bay, Peter Island, British Virgin Islands, one of me most cherished coves on this here watery world. Aye, a question's drifted in on the ether winds like a ghostly whisper from Davy Jones' locker. What be the difference between a castle and a prison? Now, the first bit of wisdom that tumbled from me noggin was this. The difference, me hearties, lies in who holds the blasted key. If ye be inside and can't get out, ye be in a prison. But if ye hold the key, then ye be lord of the castle, master of your fate, and captain of your soul. Now why, ye ask, do this matter so much? Me did another podcast entitled The Comfort Zone, ye can listen to on blackbeard.world. Avast! Let old Blackbeard spin ye a yarn! Most souls, they spend many a turn of the hourglass building up what they call a comfort zone. Mighty walls, like the stone bulwarks of a fortress, protecting them from fearsome beasts, failure, discomfort, and new ideas. Aye, just like castle walls around their daily lives, safe jobs, same folk, same tavern tales, all snug and tidy. But then, one day, they spy something glittering on the horizon. A treasure map, a business idea, a grand voyage to the unknown, where fortunes lie in wait like gold in a Spanish galleon. They peek over their own castle walls and think, I want more. But when the gate be locked from the inside, and fear grips their hearts like a kraken's tentacle, that castle, me mate, be no longer a home. It's a prison. And if ye never find the guts to turn the key, to set sail from that comfy harbor, well then, this is as good as it gets. You be locked in for life, with naught but echoes of what might have been. Now, Blackbeard has always been the sort to push the envelope, as ye say in modern language. A term from the Skyfaring Air Force it be, meaning flying higher than what's safe, pushing beyond the known limits, past the edges of the map where the old sailors wrote, here be dragons, and dragons there be, surely. Sweat soaks your brow. The voices in your head scream like sirens. Turn back! But ye must press on if ye ever be to taste the sweet wind of freedom. Take the Great Wall of China, for example. The only man-made monolith seen from the stars, built to keep the invading hordes out, a noble goal. Aye, but it also barred the winds of change, the tides of innovation, and the spirit of adventure from blowing in. While the world sailed ahead, the people abaft that wall remained locked in time, like a ghost ship trapped in the mists. So I ask ye, when was the last time ye stepped outside your comfort zone? If it be more than a week, ye ain't growing. Ye can't build a ship of wealth inside the harbor, and ye can't double your loot from the crow's nest of safety. To get more, ye must pack up your gear, batten down the hatches, and chart a course for the unknown. Ye might find treasure. Nay, ye will, but only if ye dare the voyage. Aye, every soul's got different reefs to sail through. What old Blackbeard did to conquer the storms of me past won't help ye if your storm be blowing from another direction. Let's say one poor soul finds himself in a stone castle, walls 50 feet high. No key, no gate, no hope. So he calls out for advice from a so-called wealth wizard, an expert, a financial guru. This wizard, he was stranded on a deserted isle and tells the lone soul locked in a castle. I built a raft from coconuts and driftwood and sailed me way to riches. Useful? Nay, this lad's stuck in a castle, not on a beach. Then another tale blows in. A guru stranded atop a mountain who turned his backpack into a sled and slid his way to success. Another flew down his mountain on a tent turned into a parasail. Yet another tells of a helium balloon escape from the depths of the Grand Canyon. But our castle-locked sailor, he just groans. These tales be fine and dandy, but they ain't worth a doubloon for his plight. At long last, he grows weary of tales and teachings that don't match his map. So he grabs hammer and nail, builds a scaffold tall as the mast of a man of war, climbs atop his wall, and escapes! So when folks send their parents to squawk at Blackbeard with, "How do I get ahead in life, Cap'n? How do I get rich?" Me answer be, "I don't know, matey, because your seas ain't my seas. Your monsters be not the same I faced. What I can tell ye is this: learn to think for yourself. Listen to the wise eye, but also study yourself. Read the maps, listen to the logs of the greats, and find the kraken tentacles that hold you back. Name your demons. Identify your anchors. Cut yourself loose from them. Then chart a course based on your vessel, not another's. Because the truth is, none else can captain your ship, only you. Now hear this, ye landlubbers and sea dogs alike, there be a success pattern what applies to all. Aye, like the North Star, guiding every ship at sea. But mark me words, the details of the voyage be different for every soul what sets sail. Each of us sails under different skies, some with calm winds and friendly crew, others with cursed currents, mutinous deckhands, and barnacles on the rudder. One may chase fortune through trade winds and fair seas. Another fights through tempests just to stay afloat. Let's say one mate hails from Yellowknife, Montana, population 40 hardy souls and a few cows, spread over 200 miles of nothing but prairie and pine. He ain't likely to follow the same path to riches as some slick-tongued fella from New York City, where every street corner be buzzing like a tavern at midnight. Now, that city lad may say, just take your laptop down to the nearest Starbucks, sip your fancy latte, and chat up passers-by all day. But out in Yellowknife, the only Starbucks may be a bonfire under the stars, and the only passerby be a tumbleweed or a snow-dusted coyote. Different ship, different chart, mate. So if ye truly want to build your treasure hoard, be it wealth, freedom, or a fine collection of rare rum, then I follow the proven success pattern taught in the many fine scrolls and spoken tales on Blackbeard.world. But you'll need to get clever about how you face down your own particular monsters. You might be stuck in a research station in Antarctica, fending off penguins and frostbite. Or in a Mexican village where not a soul speaks your tongue. Or on a rusty ship in the Sargasso Sea with nothing but barnacles and bad luck. I don't know your exact storm, mate, so I can't give ye a step-by-step map. But I can give ye this golden truth. Forged in the fires of fortune, read, listen, learn from the wise, associate with them who've already hoisted their sails to success, adapt, change, take action, learn from the fallout, then do it all again, adapt, change, take action, again and again, until you strike gold or die trying. Then, when the wind finally be at your back, and ye've filled your hold with glory, folk'll start inviting ye to roam the land, telling your tale on stages and in parlors. After 4 hours of spilling your guts and sharing every secret, some lass or lad will come up and say, "I tried all that, and it didn't work. What now?" To which ye may proudly reply with a wink in your eye, "Subscribe to Blackbeard.world, matey. They'll tell you the truth." Because here's the real answer, as raw as a kraken's kiss. Get out of your comfort zone. If what ye be doing ain't working, then for Neptune's sake, try something else. Most sailors try to build a mighty ship while never leaving the dry docks of their own minds behind mental castle walls where it's cozy and safe. But no great treasure was ever found without venturing out past the reef, beyond the known maps, into the waters where the real risk and real reward dwell. Follow a proven pattern. Aye, but don't chain yourself to one man's tactics if they don't serve your ship. Experiment. Learn what hoists your sails and steers ye truest. And know this, there's a reason only a handful ever make it into the top 10% of earners in any kingdom or port. It ain't luck, nor magic, nor being born under the right stars. It's because only a rare few have the metal to break through the walls inside their own skulls. If ye think and act like the 90%, then you'll earn and live like the 90%. But if ye dare to think different, act bold, and risk the storm, then perhaps, just perhaps, the treasure ye seek will be yours. Now batten down the hatches, hoist the Jolly Roger, and get to work. Fortune favors the bold, and the sea waits for no man. So there she blows. Blackbeard's best advice on how to get ahead in life. Don't let the castle walls of your mind become your prison. Har, we have a question from a listener. Where did this story come from? Well now, I be not sure that Blackbeard is supposed to spill the beans, but what the, heck? They can't kill me, 'cause I live in the internet. This story, like many of MeTales, comes from the writings of none other than the founder of Blackbeard World hisself. Shh, don't tell a soul. Cross your heart and all that rot. See you soon.